has got a point, up to a point. I mean, I think that where I would agree with Sarkozy is that it's quite clear that this 2.5-year crisis is a crisis of Anglo-Saxon capitalism, with too much speculation, too much reliance on asset price bubbles, too little reliance on the real economy. And so up to that point, I would say yes to Sarkozy. But yeah, I sort of wonder why he's doing what he's doing, and whether it's more for French internal consumption than it is for the wider audience.
Although there have been some murmurs of discontent from the city over the new European regulatory bodies, or whatever it is that they're creating. I think the worry is that Europe are going to be interfering in the workings of the city. Are they right to be worried?
Well, I don't think they're right to be worried that much. I think that ultimately the Treasury and the FSA here can block anything that they really don't like. And I think to that extent, what Sarkozy is doing is somewhat unhelpful, because it makes Alistair Darling much more likely to go in and bat for the city against the idea of sort of Sarkozy Bonaparte coming over here and sorting out the City of London. So what would be more helpful, I think, is if Darling rolled up his sleeves and got on with doing what he needs to do, which is to re-regulate the city himself. But the fact that he's now being forced to stand four square behind the bankers and the financial sector more generally is actually quite unhelpful to the idea of to the notion of radical reform here. So, I mean, I think there's pretty small chance of the new Brussels commissioner coming in and cleaning up the city. And in fact, he might put back the cause of reform.